Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:41. We are approaching the four-month mark since the introduction of the new auto enrollment scheme, now known as My Future Funds. The pension savings scheme obliges workers on lower wages to start saving for their retirement by deducting a small amount from their salaries, which is topped up by their employers and the state. Although Ireland was one of the last countries in Europe to introduce such a scheme, it's a big undertaking and we don't yet know what the official take-up has been. It comes as the government is hoping to get us to save less and invest more through the proposed new savings and investment scheme. And Shane O'Farrell is the Director of Employer Solutions with Irish Life and sitting in front of me. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us how My Future Funds works.
Yes, Joe. So it's a beautiful morning out there and it's great to be able to bring you some positive story in respect of the pension space. So My Future Fund was the product set up by the government to bring in auto-enrollment into Ireland. So Ireland was one of the only few OECD countries without an auto-enrollment programme and the government decided to tackle this. So the 1st of January last, in a really smooth way, the auto-enrollment programme went live in Ireland. So the government set up this organisation called NERSA, which was the organisation to overlook the National Auto-Enrollment kind of programme. And NERSA did a really good job. In January last, about 760,000 people, which is a really big, impressive number, joined the government's My Future Fund programme. So that's a really big step forward for Ireland in respect of savings for pensions.
And the money is deducted from payroll. The employer chips in an equal amount and the state throws in a certain amount, and that amount will grow as that person moves into a future
career. Exactly. So the state contributes, the employer contributes, and the employee contributes, that's invested, and then that kind of goes in towards the person's future. Kind
and of it's retirement. All based around the individual rather than the job.
And it's all based around the individual, but simultaneously as this happening, there was also a kind of more good news in that there was really good response from employers and by financial advisors all up and down the country. And we estimate in Irish Life, our kind of analysis suggests up to 100,000 people in addition to that also joined their traditional employer's occupational scheme. So auto-enrollment was sort of a catalyst for a big conversation in Ireland around pensions. Every workplace, office floor and so on, there was all sorts of seminars and webinars and everything happening late last year because of auto-enrollment. And 100,000 people joined employer plans. So overall, and we expect
were,
now...
Were those employer plans already in place or were they introduced in light of the start of My Future Fund?
The vast majority of those employer plans were already in place. One of the challenges just that they were voluntary in nature. So many of the employees had this on their to-do list, I must join the pension plan, never really got around to doing it. The advantage of auto-enrollment coming in was it provided a deadline, it provided a catalyst for a big conversation around pensions. And then many of those employees decided, well, now is the time to join my employer plan. And the employer plan can be very generous as well, and there's big significant tax advantages.
And it's a minimum amount that the employee must do. So it's not as if they say, I only want to throw in a half of 1%. I think it's a minimum amount of 3%, is it?
Yeah, so there's different kind of arrangements. So within the kind of My Future Fund, which is the government-run kind of organisation, it's 1.5% from the employee, 1.5% from the employer, and a half from the state. So that totals up to 3.5% of total earnings. Now, the employer plans tend to be more flexible and there's different rules in respect of them, but there are rules that they have to be at least equal to what's going into My Future Fund. So I think one important note I'd say is we've solved in Ireland, which is a really good thing, the question of coverage, which is the number of people that have pensions.
In the net.
In the net. But the really next big issue for us as a nation now in terms of financial resilience is the quality of that coverage.
Are or the quantity of money that's set aside.
Exactly. The adequacy. Are people savings enough? Saving enough? So the CSO, some numbers last year suggesting Ireland had a 66% participation rate amongst employees and pension arrangements. We'll be over 90% now as a result of this big change, this really successful change. The next challenge, though, is are people saving enough? So within My Future Fund, the level that's going to be saved will ultimately ratchet up in time. And it's very important that we stick to those kind of those plans. And similarly, within the kind of good occupational schemes, it's very important that those increases continue to come true. And overall, the message we'd have from Irish Life is people need to, you know, get financial advice to make sure that overall their financial kind of like readiness is there, that they're looking at all the various different options and taking adequate action to make sure they have a good future
But of course, there is a fair burden on employers, though, isn't there? Because they have to match whatever the employee puts in, which adds to the total cost of that employment.
Yeah, so in fairness, employers have done a lot of the heavy lifting in respect of this. So it is one of the costs of employment that we have in Ireland now is the new minimum kind of standards in respect of auto-enrolment. Many of the employers in certain industries would have had these pension arrangements anyhow in place. Where auto-enrolment has been really successful in increasing the level of coverage is in the traditional employers that have not really had that, the kind of small coffee shops and so on. So yeah, it is another cost on employers. It's part of, in Ireland, us though preparing to have a more resilient, as I said, kind of financial setup looking into the future when people are going to live longer lives and healthier lives in retirement.
In terms of the amount of money that's set aside for workplace pensions, setting aside the My Future Fund for a moment, in workplace pensions now, is there a legal minimum and what about the ratcheting up of that?
There is. So as part of the plan of bringing in auto-enrolment, the logic was, well, if someone is in a employer pension arrangement, they don't need to be in auto-enrolment because their pension is taken care of. It kind of makes sense then, therefore, it has to be some minimum test to make sure that that employer plan has a certain level of contributions. So the government fast-tracked some rules in relation to that, and they came out in last December. So yes, employer plans now have to have a minimum level of contributions in total of 3.5%. Just one watch out in respect to that is a 3.5% contribution is on total earnings, whereas traditionally many kind of employer plans were based upon baseline or standard earnings. So there is a little bit of an apples and orange thing, and that could cause a little bit of noise.
So if you get a bonus, that's also to be considered?
Exactly. So what we're seeing, looking at a lot of kind of particularly multinational companies, they tend to pay bonuses in Q1 of the year in respect of last year. Those bonuses...
Which we've just finished with.
Yeah. Those bonuses tend not to be pensioned in the traditional employer plans, but they are included in the calculation in respect of the minimum standards. So employers should be just alert to that. Nurses writing out to a number of employers in relation to that. Our message to employers is very much engage constructively with NERSA on that. Try to find out more information around which employees. In time, my view is it'll fix itself because in time, bonuses tend to be paid just once annually. Over the rest of the year, things will tend to correct themselves, as in the standard occupational scheme will have a higher level of contributions, which will make up for that gap.
Now, do you have any thoughts on the proposed savings and investment scheme that the government is hoping to introduce? It might even be announced in the budget in October. There's been a lot of talk about the so-called Swedish model, ISK, but that seems to have faded a little bit and people are looking once again at the UK model, the so-called ISA, individual savings accounts model, as a tax-efficient way of investing rather than putting everything in a bank account.
Yeah, so on the whole, Irish Life, we have a strong view that it does make sense for the government to bring in simplified kind of financial products. I think auto-enrolment is also an example of that, where if the government makes something simple, if they clarify the rules really clearly, there's no onus on the individual to do complicated, like, you know, tax calculations on New Year's Eve
or declarations.
That really then people respond really well to that. So we'd be in favour of what's called the UK ISA type model, which is a more simplified model. An individual can contribute a certain amount every year. That then gets invested tax-free and all the complication is not on the individual. The individual has a relatively simple life. And I think the response that we've seen to auto-enrolment is when those things are done well, when there's a kind of a good promotion campaign, that people respond very well. There is a lot of money in Ireland which is resting in bank accounts, which is not earning.
What is it, 140 billion or something like that?
It's a really kind of large number. And that money should be better invested for people in the longer term. So we think of pensions as being really kind of long-term investment and that's very significant tax relief. The potential is for this new kind of personal investment account to be kind of short and medium-term investments for people and be very supportive of the government doing something in respect of this. And I think the people of Ireland would respond positively.
And very briefly, do you think it'll come in quickly, i.e. if it's announced in the budget, will it take 6 months, 9 months, 12 months?
I think depending on the level of complexity, it's something that could be moved reasonably quickly. If we look at the UK ISA model, like that is similar in some ways to pensions and similar in some ways to existing plans. I think that's really important that that is brought forward as quickly as possible. I'd also say advice would be a really key part of it. This will be another potential tool for individuals to have, you know, a better future. And it's important that they sit down with an advisor and decide, is this the right product for me? Should I be investing more in my pensions or maybe some mix of the two of them?
And I presume companies like Irish Life make money from the transactions once the account is set up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Irish Life, we'd be consistently offering products across the whole spectrum of financial advice. And so this is something that we would take very seriously as a product to offer to our clients.
Shane, thanks very much for coming
Thank
in. That's Shane O'Farrell, Director of Employer Solutions with Irish Life.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.